is Lena J. Weiner,
editor of SearchCRM.com. And today we're speaking with Dana Steele, former Houston disc jockey and current business process expert and motivational speaker. What are some ways that organizations can make it easier for their agents to provide excellent customer service?
Just, you know, talk to your employees. They're the ones on the front line. My husband's late best friend, Dick Azar, he was the first Coors beer distributor here in Texas, that when it was a really big deal. And I'll never forget, Dick, when you walked into his office building, had an organizational chart behind the receptionist. And at the very top of the chart was not him. It was her. She is the most important person in the company, followed by the delivery drivers. And he made sure everybody in his company knew that you had to do everything you could to make the receptionist and the delivery drivers happy and able to do their jobs. Because when they could do their job, it made everybody else's job easier.
What's your, I'm just curious, what's your position on scripting? Do you think people should, do you think companies should get rid of scripting for their employees?
I think they should train them with what the parameters are and then let people be people. I love that scene in the I never can remember the name of the movie because it's so long, but the Hotel Marigold, where she's trying to get something done. And, you know, if they're reading a script and finally she just says, stop, we're talking about my husband, he's dead. Stop, listen to me. And I've even done that with Social Security after my dad died. I finally said, stop, just another phone call to you. But that's my daddy you're talking about. So every single customer you deal with is dealing with you because of something in their life. You know, it may be a B2B kind of thing, but it still is their business, which affects their livelihood. I would love to see companies throw out the script. If Zappos has a script, good for them, because it doesn't sound like it. And the replies you get on the phone and on email are hysterical. I bought some... like some tights, some leggings. And, you know, I swear to God, these things weren't going to fit a three-year-old. And I sent a note back to Zappos why I wanted to return them. And I got the funniest email back about how he's actually from this customer service rep who went on about how in his other life he's actually a superhero and he hates when his tights don't fit. I mean, it was just, it made me laugh.
That sounds so human. We never expect that anymore.
No, and even that right there wows the customer. You know, as long as there are human beings involved somewhere in the process, you've got to treat human beings. You've got to come to bring it down to the human level. Another great analogy is I absolutely hate what radio has become. Radio has become corporate radio. When I was on the radio, we were locally owned, and it was, you know, KLOL belonged to the city of Houston. You could not have picked that radio station up and put it anywhere else because we belonged to Houston. Now everything is so generic, and I really am starting to notice some of the huge radio conglomerates coming back to their roots with some of their big, big stations and some of their big markets, that the ratings are starting to drop. And they're like, oh, my gosh, what, we're losing everybody to Sirius and XM and iPods and Spotify and Pandora. It's like, well, it's because you sound generic. Make it personal. Make it human. Make it a radio station that people want to come listen to because it's their radio station. And that radio station cares about them. I'll get off my soapbox now.
Actually, I really enjoyed hearing that.
We just have to be more human. Companies, I feel, oh, we're big, we have millions of employees. You know, there's just got to be a way to make it more human.
And that actually
leads... And I think the companies that figure that out are going to win in the future.
That actually leads me to my next question, which is, what kinds of business processes create world-class customer service organizations?
Again, I go back to somebody like Zappos. So what are their processes? It's their training. It's how they train. Their people do not start sending out superhero emails or start answering phone calls, you know, the day they start work. They're trained. They're trained in what the philosophy of the company is. And then their employees are taken care of. Their employees have great workspaces. They have the latest equipment. They have the latest technology. They're not micromanaged. Find me one person who loves being micromanaged, and you know, I'll eat my hat, whatever.
I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but I'd be really hard-pressed to find them.
So many companies. Peter Shankman, who's a social media and customer service expert, I love the way he says it. And he says it to major companies all over the world. Just be one level above crap and you'll win, because most companies are at the crap level. And you know, and that sounds so simplistic. And you have people say, well, you know, but we need to know more about our business processes. Well, let's look at your business processes. Well, they're crap. Put yourself in the position of a customer. I tell CEOs of major Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies all the time, when's the last time you posed as a customer with a problem and went through your process? When's the last time you posed as a customer? I bought furniture a few months ago and tried to call the 800 number to find out when it was going to be delivered. And that 800 number referred me to another 800 number. I was 5 800 numbers deep when I finally gave up and just waited to see if the furniture was going to arrive. And I even called the CEO of the company and said, you need to go through this process. You need to go, you know, undercover. It sounds silly, but do it. You will find the mistake.
Isn't there a TV show where they do that?
Yes, they do, Undercover Boss. And it's a little, and that's more, how are the employees? You know, how are they treating people? How are they working? How are the processes for them? You know, and it's a great idea. I think every boss should do it. Go undercover as an employee, but also go undercover as a customer of your product or service. And if you have a small company and everybody knows you, get a close friend, get a family member that you can trust to go do it, and come back with a full report. And then instead of chastising your people, know that the problems start at the top. The problems start with you. If one customer has had those problems, probably lots of customers are having that problem with lots of different people.
So, Dana, I heard that you've written, I've heard you've written a book. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, it's 101 Ways to Rock Your World, Everyday Activities for Success Every Day. And it literally is just 101 simple, one per page. Somebody called it chicken soup for the, somebody said it's like the For Dummies series for the Twitter generation. And then somebody else said it's like chicken soup for the soul for the Twitter generation. It's a feel good, but it's also just little things, bringing it back down to the basics that we forget about that need to be done day in, day out for companies and individuals to be successful. And it really all started with a post I wrote for Fast Company called 5 Things to Do Every Day for Success, which was wake up early, watch the news, send something to somebody who can give you money, get in touch with an old friend, find out what they're up to, and send somebody a handwritten note. And it just sort of grew from there into a book. And to this day, people still argue with me on that get up early thing.
I was going to say, because I know I'm a late person myself. What if you're not an early person? What would your suggestion be?
My reply to everyone, and believe me, 50% of the people ask that question, and my reply to every single one of them is, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about your customer, your client, your fan. It's about the people who give you money. If the people who give you money late at night, good for you. You can sleep all day. But you better be up before the competition, and you better be up before the people that give you money, because you are going to grab the brass ring every time.
You know, I think that's all the questions I have for you today. It's been a lot of fun, Dana.
Well, I really appreciate it. I really do. I think people need to realize customer service is really not about the service. It's a about the effort that you put into creating and maintaining a relationship with those who give you money. And even if you have millions and millions of customers like Zappos does, there is a way to create a relationship, and you do it one customer at a time.
Dana, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
For more information, be sure to visit searchcrm.com.